You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
December the 11th, 2020. Those are the words of Tony Bobulinski, former business associate of Hunter Biden. Remember, Bobulinski had come forward and said, I've been on the inside of the Hunter Biden deals with Ukraine, Burisma, and China. And he knew James Biden was also, Joe Biden's brother, was also taking part. So he asked him, what's going to be your answer if folks start asking about what's going on here? The answer from James Biden at the time, plausible deniability. Well, we now know it was not just Biden's plausible deniability, but how mainstream media would cover up and protect with the election coming. And now, a story that's breaking, and this could be a blockbuster. Attorney General Bill Barr apparently knew of the investigations into Hunter Biden's business and financial dealings for months, according to the Wall Street Journal, and worked to keep them from being disclosed to the public during the election campaign. In advance of the election, A.G. Barr working to keep it under wraps, according to the Wall Street Journal. President Trump has already called out A.G. Barr, thinking he hasn't been doing enough on all of this. But now this story breaking. Keep in mind, there was a survey, November the 26th, that showed 1 in 6 Biden voters would have changed their vote if they had known the story of the Hunter Biden laptop. Remember that part of the story? They got pushed aside by all, quote, mainstream media. And also another survey indicating almost 30 million Biden voters admitted they didn't know. They didn't even know about the Hunter Biden laptop because they were relying on, you guessed it, left-wing media. They never got the story. Yet the New York Post had it out there. Fox News was giving it time, as Tucker Carlson, we did on this program, Hannity, numerous other sources. But, of course, if they're only locked in to left-wing media, they never saw or heard it, or if they did, it was dismissed as obscene, outrageous, and nothing there. We're going to spend the next 2 hours focusing a great deal on the cover-up and how it's handled, how mainstream media has been complicit. And as I said, this news just breaking, coming out about the Attorney General William Barr, according to the Wall Street Journal, was also trying to keep it quiet in advance of the election. Well, there's also, of course, now word, and we've known it for some time, that Joe Biden's younger brother, James, is apparently under federal investigation by the U.S. Attorney in Western District of Pennsylvania for his part in a now bankrupt health care firm. How many facts do you think you're going to get out of that story? Meanwhile, update on the Texas lawsuit trying to convince the high court the way Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia conducted their elections was unconstitutional and violates and disenfranchises other votes across the nation. There is a report from Red State that 2 of the Supreme Court justices have agreed that perhaps this might be heard. At least that the court must hear cases involving disputes between states. That was before this case ever came up, but that was their attitude. We'll see if that plays out. Apparently today, the U.S. Supreme Court meeting in private, justices discussing what they will do about the Texas case. And the Texas lawsuit response to the four states, claiming that Texas has no reason. A course update on COVID, the FDA approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, also paving the way for Moderna. In fact, the Health and Human Services, Azar, says the first vaccine could be given Monday. In the meantime, New York Governor Cuomo announcing indoor dining will be suspended again in New York City. We're going to be joined later by John LaBoutière, former New York congressman and anti-Trumper. I want to hear his view on how they continue to lock down his city and his state and the challenge from Texas. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
We are slowly returning to normal as we knew life before COVID. Still, you need to be cautious. Make sure your business, school, place of worship are safe. Now, that's where Wellington Environmental can help. You can schedule professional fogging or deep cleaning with just a phone call. I'll give you a number. But first, you should know Wellington Environmental now offers fogging equipment you can use. These individual units are in high demand. Wellington has them available for now. They cost about $500, but my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. Save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional fogging, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I've been holding it so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I won't kiss you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
CNN and the Washington Post and NPR and so on and on to pretend that our story was Russian disinformation, that we effectively at the New York Post were acting as Russian agents. It was all a ruse to get their man over the line in the election, to get Joe Biden across the line with zero scrutiny into what really is a fishy story. And now, of course, they're reporting it because they think that they've won.
Those are the words of New York Post columnist Miranda Devine, stating what many of us do believe, that the mainstream media was doing everything it could to suppress, negate, argue, just ignore the Hunter Biden laptop story that came out from the New York Post in October, so it would not gain any traction. And now the mainstream media is raising some questions about Hunter Biden and his business dealings, since Daddy is apparently, they believe, going to be the next president. That it can't hurt him. It can't hurt Joe Biden at this point. I wouldn't be so sure that this information coming out now, if it's proven, if Joe Biden becomes president, is not going to hurt him. And actually, I'll tell you, I have a little fear. Well, let me clarify that. It's a really big fear. If the mainstream media might be seeing the same agenda. I mean, they may be following a playbook here. Here's my fear. If they do continue now going full throttle to investigate Hunter Biden and anything he did wrong while Daddy was VP, and they can tie Joe Biden to it. I mean, you can't blame Joe Biden for what his full-grown son does unless he's taking part in it, taking a cut of it, and everything else. But if they start now investigating and they lock forces, so let's go find out what Hunter Biden was doing, even after Joe Biden, quote, might be sworn in as president? I would imagine that there would be many in the left that say, okay, time to remove Joe. Kamala, you're up. That's a little fear I have, a nightmare. Could it be part of the playbook of the mainstream media as they move forward now? That, okay, the election's over. Joe is in, barring the results of the SCOTUS Texas case. And let's go ahead and do everything we can to expose it. And in process, we'll gut Joe Biden. And he'll have to leave the Oval Office. Oh, Larry, you're really into conspiracies today, aren't you? Well, I'm just saying I have the fear. I mean, make no mistake about it. As I've told you repeatedly, I know you understand. I know you second this point. Kamala Harris did not make alliances with Joe Biden to be vice president. She's there because she wants the Oval Office, the gold ring. Kamala Harris, who criticized Joe Biden and stood by, she said, any woman that made a claim against Joe Biden, I will believe the women. And suddenly she made all these kissy-kissy, we're all good friends from now on. And Joe is just kind of stumbling along thinking, that's nice. He sees nothing coming. Now, before we get into more of how the mainstream media handled prior to the election, the whole Biden story, let me go back to what I told you in the opening monologue. This could be a big blockbuster story. We'll see how it plays out. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that AG William Barr knew of the investigations involving President-elect Joe Biden's son since before the spring, this last spring, and has resisted pressure from Republicans in Congress for information on the investigations. Well, the Department of Justice apparently not immediately responding to any request for comment. And the Journal, Wall Street Journal, reports Justice Department guidelines do advise investigators against taking overt actions in a run-up to an election. They don't want to do anything to affect the outcome. We got to stop there right now. You don't want to do anything to affect the outcome. And they feared that maybe if this story got out, that the investigation was underway, it would affect the outcome. If that's the thought, flip that coin over. If you don't get any word out, that also affects the outcome. I told you earlier in the opening monologue, there are at least almost 30 million Biden voters who said they did not even know about the laptop story or any of Biden Burisma deals. They just didn't know anything because they never saw it on their news source, being left-wing media or who knows what they were going to, if any news source. Or two, another survey, and I think it might have been done out of the Chattanooga print, but I haven't been able to verify it. I can't find it. But 1 in 6 of those who did vote for Biden said, I probably would not have done so if I'd known that information. So by not letting the word get out, you still affect the election. And, of course, now Hunter Biden's admitting, he did Wednesday, yes, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is investigating me on tax affairs. I take the matter seriously. I'm confident we're going to deal with it legally and appropriately. And Joe Biden's younger brother, James, who's also been tied by Bob Alinsky and others to some of the Hunter Biden dealings with Burisma and China, is under a separate investigation in Pennsylvania for his part in a now bankrupt healthcare firm. Those are all allegations. Nothing's proven. Nothing's proven. And I would not even begin to say they're guilty of anything at this point. But the questions were there. Just as the questions were there when the laptop, the New York Post reported it in mid-October. Well before the election. Well, at least 3 weeks plus before the election. But if the mainstream media did talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, and of course keep in mind the major IT groups are doing everything they could shut it down. Facebook shut down the New York Post page. Twitter shut down their Twitter account because they said, we're not going to help spread this. It's all fake. It's It's all fake, according to them, but they were therefore going to shut it down. And, of course, the mainstream media, if they did discuss it, they were dismissive in so many different ways. Here's a collection of how mainstream media was handling the story about the Biden laptop.
Charges so heinous, I'm not even going to say them.
Talking about the Biden's personal corruption, a little bit about Hunter Biden. Most of those charges unverified.
This whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin.
Peddling baseless conspiracy theories about Joe Biden and his son.
It is so obviously a Russian operation. It is so obviously a story that was created by the Trump campaign.
It is so obviously. There is no so obviously. That's their subjective view. All they got to do is say, I believe. But no, they won't say, no, it is obvious. I mean, as if it were fact. Ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you something on here, and I don't know if it's fact, I'll tell you, I don't know. And if it's an opinion, I want to make sure you understand this is my belief. And it is my belief. The laptop is a valid story. But if you don't even want to buy that, you got to look at the validity of news media coverage. Or lack thereof. And there is still another story. If you're interested at all in, quote, free press, and our First Amendment rights, and the fact that in this country, we want to have everything available that is available when it comes to getting information. And we try to do our best to let First Amendment be protected and journalists doing their job get protection over and over. Unless, generally, if you're on the left and you don't want to be held up as an example, and you're not going to like the reflection you see anyway, then you're just going to try to put it aside. Example, the Project Veritas investigation where they, for 2 months, were listening in on the morning production meeting at CNN. This is where the top producers, top reporters possibly, were all on a conference call, Zoom call, whatever they were doing, and they're exchanging ideas as to what we're going to cover, how we're going to cover it, and what are we going to do. This is a daily event, and this daily event, you would think this type of thing is not something the president of CNN would be involved in. I mean, don't you have delegation and you give it to people you trust? Well, Jeff Zucker, president of CNN, actively involved in several of these meetings. And in fact, Project Veritas recorded what Zucker had to say about the laptop and Hunter Biden story.
I think on the Breitbart, New York Post, Fox News rabbit hole of Hunter Biden, which I don't think anybody outside of that world understood last night. The Wall Street Journal reported that their review of all corporate records showed no role for Joe Biden on the Chinese deal. And yes, I do put more credibility in the Wall Street Journal than I do in the New York Post.
So the Wall Street Journal showed no corporate papers with Joe Biden's name attached to any of the deals. Does that really prove anything other than just that fact? It really doesn't. And you don't have to be the president of CNN to understand that fact. But if you are the president of CNN, you can make that statement, and you got all your minions in that meeting are going to pick up on it, and they're going to quickly run to where they know would be safe ground because you basically gave them an idea of your view. And we quickly saw a response from the vice president, David Chalian, CNN political editor, also part of that same conversation. Here's his response.
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden, and which seems to be giving its marching orders to Fox News and the right-wing echo chamber about what to talk about today. Obviously, Hunter Biden's lawyer is quoted in that New York Post piece, and we'll just continue to report out. This is the very stuff that the president was impeached over. This is the stuff that Senate committees looked at and found nothing wrong in Joe Biden's interactions with Ukrainians, and now having an email that perhaps there was a meeting with someone from Burisma is it seems Rudy Giuliani's sort of dream a vision of how to throw stuff at the wall in these closing days of the campaign.
Do you hear all of that? I mean, they have already put the story aside. It's all political. There's nothing there. We're not going to bother. And now that they've had that production meeting, the word goes out to those CNN anchors as they begin to deal with it throughout the day. And you saw from Tapper, Jake Tapper, that he picked up the message pretty fast.
Bakari, the right wing is going crazy with all sorts of allegations about Biden and his family. Too disgusting to even repeat here. I mean, some of the ones I've seen from the president's son and the president, some of the president's supporters are just wildly unhinged. If Trump goes there tonight, what should Biden do?
I mean, that's a tough one. If it's me or you, Jake, somebody goes after our kids, you know, you want to go back at them just as hard as they're going after your children.
And that's Biden's record. I mean, he gets passionate about defending his kids.
So there was Tapper in advance of that last presidential debate after this story broke, saying what would happen. And Tapper referred to it as it's just too disgusting to even repeat. They had no problem repeating, quote, the P dossier over and over again about what that involved with Golden Shower. They had no problem with that on CNN. No, you know the point of view they have. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to go to one of their other CNN prime anchors on the worldwide stage and how she was dealing with this story. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
As you know perfectly well, I'm a journalist and a reporter and I follow the facts. And there has never been any issues in terms of corruption. Now, let me ask you this. Yesterday, the FBI...
Wait. How do you know that?
I'm talking about reporting and any evidence. I'm talking to you now.
Okay, I would love if you guys would start doing that digging and start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you.
That's Christiana Amanpour of CNN-NNN in a heated exchange with Republican National Committee Representative Liz Harrington when Harrington was pressing her that, why aren't you guys doing the story on the laptop? This is, of course, back in October when it broke. And Amanpour said, well, it's Russian disinformation. It's not Russian disinformation. And in fact, now we see Hunter Biden admitting, I'm under investigation. But of course, at the time, they're trying to say there is no laptop. It doesn't exist. If it is, it's all Russian misinformation. And you know how they also got some support on that? They would quickly point to, we have a joint letter signed by more than 50 former senior intel officials who insist the published emails that allegedly came from Hunter Biden's laptop had all the, quote, classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. More than 50 former senior intel officials. They included outspoken critics of Trump, John Brennan, James Clapper, Michael Hayden, Leon Panetta, Jeremy Bash, many of whom also work as analysts on CNN and MSNBC. They were not going to investigate it because they did not want any more attention brought to it in advance of the election. They're just trying to make it go away at that point. Trey Gowdy, of course, former U.S. Congressman from South Carolina, now serving as analyst on Fox News, said, just look at how the thing was being treated at that time, even in the New York Times.
Just think back to that op-ed written by the New York Times. Donald Trump is the greatest threat to America since the evil Axis, the Axis of Evil, since Hitler and Japan. That's what the New York Times said. So if you believe that, of course you're not going to do anything that hurts his opponent. And I think that explains why you saw nothing leading up to the election.
And now they're all willing to do it because, as Devine of the New York Post says they think they've won, so now they're willing to start looking at it and investigating. And as I told you earlier, I have a concern, a little fear, that this might actually be part of their future playbook. Let's go after this story now. If Biden is elected president, we come up with enough information that makes him look dirty and he has to go, and who steps in? The vice president. And if you were so worried about shutting down all false information, remember Twitter and Facebook shut down the New York Post outreach saying we're not going to allow them to have that platform. It's all fake news. And Twitter goes after anything that a Republican puts up, a conservative. Let me point this out to you. There's been for some time now posts in Georgia where we have that major race with the Senate candidates underway. One of them, Senator Loeffler, Republican, running for re-election, is a Twitter account going around with a picture of a massive house saying, she says she's worked for us, she's coming, look at this house. That house story retweeted 25,000 times. Was the house of Tyler Perry, producer, actor, and now the house of comedian Steve Harvey. It's not her house. Twitter's not bothering to say it's false. John Aboutier coming up.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest, many of you know, many of you love him, and many of you also hate him. But I'm always glad to call him a friend and have him on the air. John Aboutier, former U.S. Congressman from New York. John, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Larry. And they don't really hate me. They hate to hear me say things that they wish I wouldn't say, but they don't know
me. All right.
How can they hate me? They might disagree with me.
Okay. I'll go with that. I like that characterization.
I disagree with them, it doesn't mean I hate them. I don't.
Well, I'm glad.
To me, if you can't disagree over something, I mean, come on.
I agree fully with you that. And I'm glad you put that clarification on. Actually, I was thinking I would come up to New York tomorrow and let you buy me a nice dinner in one of those new restaurants. I mean, we can dine inside. And wait.
Cuomo, you can do it.
Cuomo just announced you can't do it starting Monday. Yeah. Oh, he can do it tomorrow still? All right.
Yeah.
You got money for a steak?
I haven't been to New York. Listen, I'd love to have a steak with you, and we will once we're over this damn thing,
right,
vaccinated and rid of this damn virus.
So they are.
Then I'm not eating indoors anywhere, whether there's a mandate or not. I'm not doing it.
It is again open in New York City for indoor, but it's closing Monday. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, what's your thought about the vaccine getting ready to come out? Will you get the vaccine if it's given to you? Although I don't know if you're going to be
minute.
The first minute.
Yeah, no, I'm over 65, so I'm in like the third group.
You're that old? I didn't know you were that much older than me. I'm sorry. I love you, John. So let's focus briefly. We got a lot of material to cover. Let's focus on the key issue of what before the Supreme Court right now. Texas did file a brief in reply to these four states when they made their answer, and the Supreme Court justices supposedly meeting today, maybe already have, to decide, are we actually going to hear it? And if so, we'll have oral arguments come Monday. What's your take on where it stands and how we got here?
Well, just so everyone knows, I'm not a lawyer, so I really don't know the legal ins and outs. I do know that on Monday, the Electoral College will be meeting in each state, all the electors, and they will officially vote. And Joe Biden has 306 electors. We know that. And that's built into the Constitution, the schedule of when that takes place. For the Supreme Court, the Friday before Monday, to get into this thing is going to be, I think, difficult. And as a conservative, now, leaving out Trump or not, you know, the notion of one state, Texas in this case, telling other states how to run elections in their states and criticizing how they run elections in their states, it's insane.
Well, other states have joined, including Missouri, so they've got about 8 right. to 12 other states well, joining
I know,
with them.
Texas is leading the charge.
You're right.
And I just don't think – I think this is where under Trump, and it's been drifting before Trump, the Republican Party is really not a conservative party. A conservative party believes as much as possible let each state run its own business its own way. And it is true that elections are run by each state. Every state has its own way of doing it. And John Cornyn, who just got reelected.
I was just going to bring that up. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, as the senior Republican senator from Texas, is aghast over this thing. Because, as he said, I wouldn't want some other state coming in here to Texas and telling us how to run our elections here in Texas. And that is what's going on here. What's really gone on is Mr. Paxton, the attorney general of Texas, who's leading the charge for this thing, is angling to get a pardon from Trump because he's under federal indictment and federal investigation for crooked stuff as attorney general.
Are you
of Texas.
Telling? Wait. Are you saying the attorney general of Texas is doing all of this? So
yep.
He. John, what are you drinking up there in your off-duty time?
Today I'm having Poland Spring water.
Right? You better put it aside.
I'm very sober. That's why this guy pulled this thing at the last minute. Is he's read Trump is going to hand out pardons left and right. This guy's under federal investigation.
Well, okay, let's deal with the facts for a minute. Let's just deal with the facts. The facts okay. are that there's several questionable issues in each of those states as to how they did it. And the Constitution says the state legislature will make changes to their election proceeding as they move forward. Texas has also violated this before. I'm not going to hold them out as being, you know, truly sacred and saintly. But this is a reasonable case to bring if you think my vote got disenfranchised because another state on a federal election allowed illegal voting to take place.
Theoretically, but I mean,
well, that's more fact than Paxton looking for a pardon.
Well, that's clearly what's going on with him. If he thought this thing was so violating the rights of Texans, why didn't he file it the day after the election? He waited till there's been 56 cases that have lost, or certainly not won, on behalf of Trump. There's nothing has worked. None of these federal or state lawsuits have worked. They've all been shot down, including by judges that Trump appointed. None of them have worked. The reason they don't work is courts historically defer to the voter. When the voter votes, courts listen to that. And they voted in the highest numbers ever this year in the middle of a pandemic. Highest raw total.
All right, let me,
most people voting.
Let me swing the subject a little bit to something I shared with the public earlier, a little nightmare that's kind of building in my back of my head. Since we're talking about, I think you're kind of, you know, blowing smoke about Paxton, but that's all right. I'm going to put that aside. I've been looking at this story has broken that A.G. William Barr knew about the investigation in Hunter Biden's business and financial dealings for months and worked to keep them being
2 years.
Yeah, and not letting them come out because he did not want it to affect the election. Well, of course, if you keep stuff out like that, it also affects because there are surveys that show 1 in 6 Biden voters said I might have changed my vote, and about 30 million of them said I didn't hear anything at all because they're relying on left-wing media. And I'm thinking, could the left, if this goes forward like this, that maybe they're going to love to see the mainstream media now go after Hunter Biden and tie Papa to it to get him out of the Oval Office so Kamala Harris walks right in.
Well, you don't talk about what are you drinking. I mean, God, how many?
I'm not drinking spring water. It's what we call a creek water. It got a little color to it.
Well, listen, on the Hunter Biden thing, there's never been any charge that whatever Hunter Biden did to make money had anything to do with funneling money into his father. And these two investigations that have been going on, the stories anyway, so far are not, they're not related to the father. They are the son As I understand, it's a federal tax case, whether he's reported.
He finally admitted that. But keep in mind, when the sole story broke about an investigation of Hunter, how the left-wing media said, there's nothing here, ignore the laptop, all that stuff. And now they're doing stories on Hunter Biden. Now, why do you think they would change now when previously they were ignoring it?
Well, I don't think they're doing much on Hunter Biden now. I don't think it's much different. I mean, the Trump crowd has been after Hunter Biden since April 2019 publicly.
Oh, they've been after him before then. I mean, the day he got elected, I mean, they started the resist movement. You know that.
The day who got – well, but that wasn't – wait a second. The day who got elected?
When Trump got elected, the day they
– I know, but Biden wasn't running yet. I'm saying April 2019 when Biden announced.
Right.
Trump and his crowd, Giuliani, have been running over to Ukraine and doing all this to try to get dirt on Hunter Biden as a way to discredit Joe Biden. And it has never worked. They've tried it for a year and a half. And Joe Biden never trailed Donald Trump in the entire year and a half that they were running against each other. And Biden won the election. And I don't think the Hunter Biden thing is a big deal. Most people care about it.
All right. That's going to shoot my whole program down. Spend most of this hour and the next hour on it. So thanks a lot, John. I really appreciate it. Disagree with John, folks.
They care more about Hunter Biden than their own children.
All right. All right. Very quickly, in the last minute for you, you don't think there was – I don't know if I had time. You remember the boxes being pulled out from under the drape table in Georgia and tabulations were taking place after folks left? That was a clear violation. There was no one there observing that.
Not true. No.
That is true. They admitted that the Fulton County admitted they counted for about 80 minutes, no observers present.
The guy that supervises the elections is in every state, the Secretary of State. And Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, Trump-voting Secretary of State of Georgia, was asked last week about those. They weren't suitcases. They looked like it, but they were bins with votes in them. He was asked about it. He said everything was done properly.
Well, of course he said that. I would expect that.
I know, but
the question is, they did admit
that. You don't trust Democrats, right?
No, what I'm saying.
Do we now not trust Republicans either?
They did admit. I trust you, John. Let me back that up. How did that slip out of my mouth?
How bad your judgment is.
John, as always, we appreciate it. I knew I couldn't get deep into that subject, but I thought I'd throw it up on the board. Hey, listen, John, we do appreciate it, and stay safe up there with all your COVID stuff going on.
Great, Larry. You too. Be careful. I'll meet you for the steak tomorrow night in New York and wear a mask.
Right. Thanks. Okay. John LaBoutiere, thank you, sir. Always a great conversation with John. And yeah, I know you don't really hate him. You disagree with him. I think he's right about that. There are other stories such as defunding police coming up. And with a voice like Alice ringing out, there's no way the man can lose. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, baby. You can feel it all over. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
A lot of my friends I talk to, and they're not feeling safe right now, and they're not, you know, with this cutting the budget down to $8 million. They're not with that either. Neither am I.
Yeah.
Because we need, you know, we need protection here.
That is Flora Westbrooks. She is the owner of a hair salon that was burned to the ground this last May during the rioting in Minneapolis. And she was referring and talking about cutting the budget for police. The Minneapolis Police Department slashed $8 million from its $179 million budget. Took $8 million right out of the police department. And they say they're going to funnel them to other city services, mental health teams, and violence prevention programs. All part of an effort to, quote, transform public safety of the city. I wonder how that word transform is going to work when you encounter somebody violent in the streets. Maybe they are a mental case, but they're violent and they got a weapon. You're going to send in one of these mental health teams and say, hey, we're transforming things here. Work with us. Flora Westbrooks has lost her business. And she says, my friends also have the same thing. We don't want fewer police. We know we need police, and they're taking them away. I don't know how many times we've emphasized, every time you cut a police budget, the areas that suffer the most are the most vulnerable to start with, the poorest areas, and where crime is often more rampant. The high-class end areas of your city, they're still going to have protection, even if they had to bring it on themselves. But Mayor Jacob Frey, in this decision to chop the police force, also down to 750 officers, they're taking about 100-plus officers off the line. He said, we all share a deep and abiding reverence for the role our local government plays in service of the people and our city. And today there are good reasons to be optimistic about the future in Minneapolis. Blah, 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 blah. How many other cities? And those leftists are going to say the same thing in Portland, in Seattle, in San Francisco. And it's not going to be enough. The leftists already made it clear. No, as AOC said, we're not talking about just defunding. We're talking about taking all the money away. I don't mean there's no money for police. Do you realize? I'm sure you do. I'm probably preaching to the choir, but let's reiterate for those who aren't sold on it yet. You start taking police out of communities, what do you think would be the natural response? More crime. And again, when we look at this Georgia Senate race coming up January 5, there's a lot at stake because many on the left want to move forward. They want to close prisons, just suddenly free everybody, open the borders, defund police. We have something else here you need to know of. If Democrats win both races in Georgia, and they have, with the tie casting vote from the VP, Kamala Harris, control of the Senate, one of the items might be H.R. 1, the voting reform legislation passed by Speaker of the House Pelosi as a first order of business last year. Every single Democrat voted for it. It was blocked by the Republican Senate, but it will pass if Democrats win Georgia. It's called the For the People Act, but it does exactly the opposite. It would force states to accept same-day registration, universal vote by mail, require states to allow convicted felons to vote, allow voters to circumvent photo ID requirements in states that have them by signing sworn statements instead of providing an ID. In other words, I'll sign a statement that I am who I am. I don't have to give you any ID. They would basically take the flaws in Georgia and some of these other states that are being challenged right now and make them federal law. And if there were signature matching issues, this would make them even more difficult. That's what they have in plan. And here's something else, critical, big, big issue. Nancy Pelosi already saying that the House in 2021 will vote to repeal the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment prevents federal dollars from being spent for abortions, which Joe Biden, Catholic as he is and was at that time, voted to support the Hyde Amendment, but in running for the White House indicated, well, you know, maybe I'd change my mind. In other words, blowing in the wind again, see where am I going to get the support? But that's something else they're going to bring in. They will escalate the number of abortions if they get federal dollars dumped into the Hyde Amendment. If they get control of the Senate, they will be right down that path, moving rapidly. And again, the number of black abortions far outpace white or any other race abortions. Thought black lives mattered. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to focus on more on the story and how it's handled about Trump, about Hunter Biden, his laptop and everything else. because it's not just a story about him and that. It is a story about media coverage, or lack of, conspiracy involving the news media. Next hour, you don't want to miss it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.